This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it Protect Her?
It's Protect Her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop there.
Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and t-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
This is Snacks Daily. It is Tuesday, June 25th.
Markets dip. This is the best one yet.
Really good
three
one.
Three great stories.
We like this one a lot.
The first story, big news for the quarter pounder. McDonald's just gained burger market share for the first time in 5 years.
All about fresh beef on this one. We're jumping to Dow.
Second story, casino giant Caesars just got acquired by Eldorado.
Very nice.
But we're more interested in the puppet master behind this deal.
It's a man named Carl Icahn and a concept called activist investing.
Third in story, a drug called Vyleesi. It just got approved by the FDA and everyone's calling it the Viagra for women. We'll talk about if that's actually true.
Wall Street definitely didn't think so. Before we jump into that, we got to talk about some data we were able to get for you guys from our buddies over at Venmo.
Venmo just came out with its first ever, hopefully first annual, set of etiquette tips for how to send payments on Venmo.
We're talking recommendations on proper payment protocol when you're splitting your brunch or your rent or anything.
All right, this is a survey that Venmo did with a bunch of Venmo users, and 76% of them would prefer to send a Venmo payment than to get a Venmo request.
You know what we're talking about. That one that boop pops up on your screen it's and you gotta send eggs to Timmy.
It's literally a bill that you get texted.
It's a guilt situation and no one likes that.
So go ahead and pay people back first.
The other key was that there is a statute of limitations here. People expect to be paid within 24 hours.
And if you don't get paid back in 24 hours, you might get the dreaded Venmo bill.
Now, just because we want to make sure everyone is prepared for life events here, we got some interesting data on bachelor and bachelorette parties.
This one's big. 88% wish that you would discuss kind of like payback
the situation
before the bachelor or bachelorette party.
You got it. I mean, no one knows if the snacks are going on like Julie's tab or if Julie's that kind of person who's going to send out the Venmo request.
I can tell you from personal experience that there's going to be a catfish buffet at your Key West bachelor party.
Or bachelorette.
And figuring out how to pay that back in advance is beneficial
for
all.
It is critical. You got to follow the etiquette rules. Appreciate Venmo sharing with us.
The more you know.
Now listen to these keywords before we hit our stories.
You're tuned into Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, Jack, medium or well done?
Medium rare.
Trick. That's what I was going to say. For our first story, we're talking about McDonald's, whose burgers are gaining market share for like the first time in 5 years.
The key question is cut in half or don't cut it.
The burger?
I always cut it in
half. You always cut it in half.
Some of my buddies accuse me of like not being manly.
No, my dad taught me to do that.
But you get more surface area.
I think it increases the surface
area. I also dip the half burger into the ketchup. I don't spread it before.
We could be totally wrong in the surface area.
Are we twins?
Someone should let us know about what's going on with
that. So McDonald's said that it sold over 40 million more quarter pounders last quarter than the year before.
Let that number sink in.
Because of the fresh beef.
Now, we're doing a little back of the envelope math here. Apparently, from our research, there are 4,500 burger patties in a cow. Mm-hmm. That means 10,000 cows were devoured last quarter on just these new quarter pounders.
Well, thanks for making me guilty, Nick.
I know, that feels a little disturbing.
So McDonald's has been food shamed recently. Yeah. Wendy's has this whole campaign. They say they never freeze their burgers.
You got Burger King coming out with the Impossible Burger, which is vegan, so you don't have to deal with that whole cow thing.
So finally, McDonald's responded. It has fresh beef quarter pounders, and it's resulted in a market share gain for the first time in 5 years.
That means it's getting a bigger fraction of like all the sales in this area.
In this area, you mean the informal burger category.
That sounds highly
That's
technical.
That's quote unquote. Yeah, so like maybe it had 30% of the informal burger category before, and now like a little more than
30%. My favorite part of this whole announcement was when one of the McDonald's spokespeople said, our numbers speak for themselves.
Yeah, hilarious, because they did not tell us the gain in market share.
No.
So we assume it was like a tiny fraction of 1%.
Basically, they just said they've gained market share.
Now, this little change, fresh burgers, it actually caused a huge complexity in the supply
chain.
Right.
You may just show up at your McDonald's and say, hey, they have fresh burgers. That's nice. This is something that was 4 years in the making. This is like a whole Game of Thrones.
That's longer than a wedding plan.
It's ridiculous.
So first, they had to design new refrigerators that could keep burger meat cool at the right temperature.
Then they had to get those new refrigerators to all the locations serving the new fresh beef.
And then they had to serve each restaurant new kitchen utensils. Because you know those room temperature burger patties,
true,
they fall apart.
You know those patties.
And frozen patties you can toss around like a frisbee.
Those things are weapons at a certain point.
And then they trained 3,000 independent contractors to prepare the product,
on
quote unquote.
To actually make this ultimately become a burger in your mouth.
I think that actually just means form the burgers into patties.
Yeah, I like that they said training on this because it does sound kind of highly technical.
So it launched 1 year ago, and they finally have like year-over-year results.
By the way, apologies to our buddies over in Hawaii and Alaska.
Yeah, it was only in the 48 contiguous.
Yeah, the
also,
lower.
Apologies to the other U.S. territories.
True. Puerto Rico, American Samoa.
So quarter-pounder sales jumped 50% in the first month.
First month that this came out.
Are they going to expand to Big Mac?
Right. Are they going to bring this thing abroad?
So far, it's just quarter-pounders in the 48 contiguous.
Many questions. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies in Big Macs over at McDonald's?
This is why you invest in your growth.
McDonald's is spending $6 billion by 2020 to renovate stores with like kiosks and like modernize them so they don't look, you know, like dens.
And to give it fresh ground beef for the burgers. And quarter pounders are a great example that these kinds of investments can pay off.
We're talking big investments that affect the entire supply chain and take, you know, half a decade.
Gaining market share, it's the holy grail.
For our second story, resort casino legend El Dorado just bought resort casino legend Caesars, and they're going to be the biggest casino company in the country.
Yeah, you actually said one bought the other. It's actually going to be a 51%, 49% merger.
It adds up to 100%.
But the result is 60 casinos in this new company across 16 states.
Now, if you're El Dorado, you're the casino chain here, you're paying $8.5 billion to make this thing happen.
But wait, there's more.
Talk to me.
Caesars also comes with $8.8 billion in debt.
Sounds wonderful.
So they paid $8.5, but they're taking on $8.8 in debt. Really, they're paying $17 billion.
Now, you were talking about a couple casinos here, but the real winner is the guy at the $15 minimum blackjack table by the name of Carl Icahn.
He's been sitting at that blackjack table for like 80 years. The guy's 83 years old. He is the founder of the hedge fund Icahn Enterprises.
Now, if you haven't met Carl, we'll give you a little background on Carl here.
He is famous for secretly taking control of TWA Airlines
back in 1985.
In 1985, and he ruthlessly sold away like its best assets and made a bunch of money.
If that sounds familiar to you, it's because it's also kind of the plot of the movie Wall Street.
Yeah, that's our take. You know the Michael Douglas, Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, the father-son duo.
That's like the plot of Wall Street.
Basically the same thing with Carl.
So in February, he announced he had acquired 9.8% of all the shares of Caesars Entertainment.
Which is like that ridiculous chain of casinos where they got that one in Vegas that's supposed to kind of look like ancient Rome.
No, there's Caesars Palace and then apparently a bunch of other ones.
Yeah, but how do they replicate that whole like Venice situation with
artificial
gondolas? Yeah, it's not real. It's not the right thing.
So his first move was to publicly state that Caesars should sell itself.
Now, Caesars over there was a little bit intimidated.
They're like, oh my God, it's Carl Icahn.
Carl Icahn's here.
He's targeting my company.
And he just invested and now owns like 10% of the
company. Let's give him whatever he wants.
So Caesars came up as if he was like the big spending whale over at the blackjack table now and just gave him unlimited drinks.
They gave him three seats on the board and they let him like help decide who's going to be the next CEO.
Honestly, this is like if someone came up to you and the first reaction you had was, okay, here's my lunch money, take my lunch money. They're like, I just need directions.
Yeah, they were really intimidated and just bent to his will.
Now, by March, Carl Icahn owned 16% of Caesars because he started accumulating more and more ownership in the
right.
company.
So now he's got a lot of skin in the game. He really wants Caesars to get sold. So he starts jetting around the country.
Private.
Talking to like casino owners and saying, how great would it be if someone bought Caesars Casino?
Yeah, how are you doing about it? You know, it's really about me. No one's bought Caesars yet.
Caesars reportedly got an offer for $11 a share to get acquired by Eldorado.
Carl Icahn wasn't satisfied though.
Yeah, he thinks they could have sold for more. So he basically rallied everyone to reject the deal. And now the deal announced yesterday was for $12.75 per share.
Okay, so this means that Caesars Entertainment's being acquired by Eldorado for $12.75 a share. And for Carl Icahn, that means his investment paid off.
Yeah, that little boost from 11 to 12.75, that alone was worth $175 million more dollars in returns.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Caesars and Carl?
This is American-style investor activism.
Basically, American-style investor activism is when you take a stake in a company, you acquire that stake, and then you publicly insult the management of that company.
And then you publicly push for change, because guess what? I'm a shareholder, I own a bunch of shares, I can say what I want.
Carl Icahn, the original American-style activist investor, got a 51% return on his investment in just 4 months using this method.
And afterwards, he issued a statement on CarlIcahn.com. He praised Caesars' board for basically bending to his will. And then he said, this merger is a classic 1+1=5.
Bring two companies together, you get five times the craziness. For our third and final story, the FDA just approved the Viagra for women, Vyleesi, except the drug manufacturer stock fell.
Yeah, so fine print here. Vyleesi will be available in September. There's no pricing yet, and it's not clear if insurance will cover.
I wish you'd done that on one of those like creepy drug, like, no, fine print. Do not use when you're using alcohol.
Production company, can you please three times fast my voice there?
Do not use Vyleesi when you're doing blah, 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 blah.
So the company behind Vyleesi did two double-blind studies, including 1,200 women.
Classic. Every drug company does a double-blind study.
Double-blind study means they're like, hey, we want to test out these new drugs.
But we're not going to tell you what we're testing.
But we're not going to tell you what the drug is.
But you are going to get paid for testing.
Now, the drug is actually, the chemical drug is called Bremol.
It's unpronounceable. It doesn't even matter.
Thank you. The brand name
of the drug is Vyleesi,
which is mother of dragons,
as you may know.
Now, the branding, like the actual packaging, it's millennial pink. It's
nice.
Two-toned.
And
we couldn't help but notice it's got the same font as Hims.
Very noticeable.
Which is the new Viagra for erectile
dysfunction. It's kind of got like a direct-to-consumer vibe going on
there. And the company behind it is the pharmaceutical company AMAG,
which is based just outside of Boston.
Like all of your college buddies.
No one's actually from Boston.
So this comes down to market sizing the opportunity.
Exactly. The focus, the target for this drug is premenopausal women who have a hypoactive sexual desire disorder.
Hypo, not hyper.
Exactly.
Now, this affects up to 10% of the American women population.
So they're expecting like 5.8 million American women are suffering from this.
Right. So clearly this is a serious problem, but there's only been one drug developed so far that attempts to treat it. It was unsuccessful. Meanwhile, there's 20 Viagra-like drugs for erectile dysfunction. So how do you use this thing?
It's kind of wild, actually.
It's actually injection.
Exactly. 45 minutes before a woman's going to have sex, she will take out this needle and will inject herself in either the thigh or the abdomen.
Yeah, so clearly these drug developers have a long ways to go. I wouldn't mind if this thing was in a pill form.
Exactly.
It'd be a lot easier.
Now, another key here is that it affects your brain receptors when you're using Vyleesi.
And Viagra just affects the blood system. So this is a key distinction. Desire is different than arousal, okay? Vyleesi treats desire. Viagra just treats arousal.
Viagra treats when you want to have sex. Vyleesi treats when you want to have sex.
Key distinction.
Exactly. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Vyleesi and the company that owns it, AMAG?
Bad news spin can kill this good news that the company thought it had.
This is actually a two-stock story because you've got Palatin Technologies, who actually developed the drug, and they're just licensing it to AMAG outside of Boston.
And then you got So Palatin actually gets a $60 million bonus plus royalties because of this FDA approval.
Meanwhile, AMAG gets to continue selling the drug and they'll get all the future sales.
So everything looked great for these two companies.
Wonderful Monday. Great way to start the week. The FDA just approved your Viagra for women.
Right. That's like a huge deal. And then suddenly an article came out in Stat, which is a leading health science website that was completely panning this new drug.
Basically, it said injecting is wildly unhelpful 45 minutes before sex.
And they pointed out to some side effects, including nausea and vomiting. And they said, like, this is just not going to work.
So when we checked out the stocks of Palatin and AMAG yesterday, we noticed they jumped 39% and 12% on the news.
And then after this article came out, they ended up down yesterday, over 5% each.
So both companies are now going to focus on trying to reverse all that PR and prove that, in fact, they may actually have the Viagra for women. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
McDonald's owns more of the burger market thanks to its investment in fresh beef.
We would love to see the blueprint plans for this like new fridge they whipped up to.
I would. Second, El Dorado did exactly what Carl Icahn wanted. It paid big money to acquire Caesars Entertainment.
And we just can't get this image of Carl Icahn out of our minds going around on his plane pitching this deal.
And finally, Vyleesi. Clearly, Viagra for women is the wrong way to describe this drug.
Now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one sent in by a Molly DM. Molly D. Martel. She's technically my wife.
I gotta say, great girl.
We love this one. Great girl.
So according to
By the way, technically from outside of Boston.
Oh, yes, very true.
She wants me to say New York. She's really from New York, but from kind of from outside of Boston.
So according to a study, if we spend less time working, we will have a smaller carbon footprint.
Specifically, if we spend 25% less time working, that'll cut down our carbon footprint by a hefty 36.6%.
And that's because working, you know, you got to get to work, so you're commuting, you're making things that require energy.
I think we've done like six facts in a row that are basically around working less and having a four-day work week.
Exactly. The four-day work week and key takeaway.
That's got to help with the carbon footprint.
Do less.
Now, a couple other great stories we're covering in our Snacks Daily newsletter.
Well, Amazon just unveiled a professional beauty store, which was bad news for Ulta Beauty and Sally Beauty.
And then Del Frisco's, the steak chain that like people just expend stuff at, just got acquired for $650 million.
Snackers. That was a T-boy. I don't care what anyone says.
Well, no one can talk to us right now.
We'll be back with you tomorrow morning, as always.
Can't wait. The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.